frightening morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and we're filling in today and dealing with the end of the National Nutramedical Report and Clay and Iron Show, dealing with Dr. John Breeding and Eric Schein from the In the Zone, which is here on RBN on the weekends. Well, Eric, I want to hear the rest of your story. It's pretty unbelievable, but we need to realize whistleblowers are attacked. I'm a whistleblower. I've been attacked by the State Board of Medical Examiners, by the Attorney General's Office in every possible ridiculous way. Luckily, I've been clever enough to be able to avoid their attacks to date. But I can tell you that if you're in the military, you have people like General Janet Karpinski, who's on this station as well. This is the manner in which they attack people. They attack their mental health, their professionalism, their credentials in every possible way. And what you went through is should be a wake-up call to other Americans that this is becoming the standard operational procedure by corporations and government and Homeland Security to deal with people using so-called pseudo-psychiatric diagnosis and these forced interventions. Can you continue?
Well, there's other issues like gang stalking. That's something that people haven't talked about too much.
Well, we can continue on that, too.
Well, there's public service employees. There's other things I'd like to touch on, too, but I just want to drop this in to the conversation. But it came up about a year or two ago. Public service contractors, even private contractors, to harass through noise and, sending out somebody to go use a jackhammer outside your apartment or condo or home and tear up the street and do all sorts of other things to basically, kind of add, whether it's through noise pollution and other means, add some level of, for want of a better word,
harassment, oppression, stress.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, stress is a good one because they want people to act out. Like in my own situation, they had me sequestered in a hotel room for 8 months as they quote-unquote prosecuted me. I mean, they pulled me out of civil court. They filed counter complaints against me. They used my civil complaints as evidence against me.
Yeah, so this is an example. We talked about social, ethical, moral, political issues becoming covered over by a pseudo-scientific psychiatric medical accusation and attack, and that's exactly what happened.
But they can't do that. It's a violation of constitutional principles of separation of powers.
For sure.
They're not supposed to bring a counter-complaint against you, especially the federal government. This involved federal contractors who have, if you take a look at, and, people talk about some of the stuff like with 911 and whatever happened there or didn't happen there or whatever. When you take a look at some of the programs like the Manhattan Project and how that was all orchestrated and how many people they got to do certain tasks that had no idea what the tasks they were doing built up into, which would be, a nuclear bomb. They did their job and did it well, and they actually had studies to where they had scientists who really knew what they were doing in the enrichment uranium or the enrichment process of uranium, run the machines for enriching the radioactive materials. We got that 3-minute break.
Yep, we have a 3-minute break. Stay on the line, and we're going to have, right after we finish on all these important issues, we're going to have Dr. Frank B. Fisher talking about the issues of pain medicine tying in with the mind control. We'll be right back in just one moment. Eric Schein from In the Zone this weekend and Dr. John Breeding trying to stop ECT and the forced drugging and psychological testing of American citizens.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, filling in for John Stadtmiller. An important topic we're bringing over from Hour 2 of the NutraMedical Report, Dr. John Breeding, fighting against electroshock in America, in the state of Texas, and across the country, and also against forced psychological testing and drugging. And we have Eric Schein from the show In the Zone on the weekends. And very important issues you're bringing up, Eric. What were you actually whistleblowing and releasing when you got charged? Obviously, you touched a few nerve endings of the New World Disorder.
Well, it goes into the Merchant Marine. We work on what are called shipping articles. They're constitutional in nature. They're actually covered within the Constitution, and there was an act called the Shipping Articles Act of 1791.
Right.
That it was established by our founding fathers. We work on these contracts. We work for the United States, but it's all contracted out to these shipping companies that are set up as general agencies of the United States. The captain on board and also the rest of the officers like myself, I came from Kings Point, which is the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It's a sister academy of West Point, Annapolis, congressional appointment, presidential appointments, and more, naval commission and all.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're doing just like in Iraq. They've taken these enormous federal contracts, and just like Bill Frist has done, and they're figuring out ways to steal from the beneficiaries of these enormous public trusts and federal trusts and put it in their own pocket through programs of fractionalization, false billing, false claims, QI-TAM, and more. We actually have, back in the 1920s or 30s, the industries were set up so that any costs of, like, due process or problems within the industry, whether they be labor-related or whatever, were to be borne by the industry. Like the Securities and Exchange Commission for brokers and others, they have a system that's supposed to be set up to where the industry funds for and pays this initial system of due process, and then you're allowed into the courts. But what they've done is they're using all these programs that have been set up, you know, decades ago, generations ago. They've corrupted and co-opted them all, and now they're using them as programs of administrative retaliation and torture to counter-prosecute people. You can even go to the Administrative Procedure Act of 1947. It was set up to have remedial proceedings, whether it be like, you know, something from 911, like a plane crash or some kind of catastrophe, to investigate, have open public hearings, and make all the records open for the public. And they could be only remedial in nature. Now, and you see what's going on in Congress with the new legislation coming out, they want to turn this all on its head in this unitary government to where the executive branch can counter-prosecute and hold people in these false flag military tribunals and even hold them away from courts, you know, literally so as to torture them and cover up these gross corruptions and thefts of public trust, like you would not believe. Which, well, the medical industry itself is enormous public trust. But real quick, let me just touch on
That's a very good point. So what you're saying is you are blowing the whistle on the abuse of the administrative powers and the corporate powers of these big corporations stuffing money in their pockets, and they went and then used the administrative process to actually prosecute and try to force you to have a diagnosis and treatment, to say that you were depressed and even falsify your medical records, which is an example of what I mean about the matrix and about our medical psychiatric healthcare system that's so evil.
And what's so disturbing, though, is that, and this goes into, like I was bringing up about the Manhattan Project, and even what's going on with the Merchant Marine, because the law mandates that the majority of all cargo be carried on American flag, American-built, American cruise ships, for a reason. It goes to, you know, civil defense and national security.
Of course.
But now, less than 3% of the cargo is actually carried on American flag ships. That has happened over a very long period of time through internal corruptions in the executive branch and even Congress. To allow that to happen, many people don't know about it. If you try to get out and tell people about it, they will do like they've done to me. But the Manhattan Project was also a program and a study to see about compartmentalization, because a lot of people, just like quote-unquote good Germans from Nazi Germany, can participate in things that they have no idea what they are participating in. They're just doing their job, their little, quote, compartmentalized task, and when they do a report, whether it be a doctor, a lawyer, or someone else, especially when the government comes to them, they have no idea the bigger picture that they're participating in.
Exactly. That's a very good point, because I found the same thing with my NSA and CIA buddies and people working in U.S. Space Command, SpaceCom, and NORAD, etc. They were very compartmentalized, and in fact, they were taught, don't even think out of this box or something bad will happen to you. And when we'd share stories and they'd start to share their story and I give them the bigger picture, most of the time their eyes got very wide, their pupils got very small, and they became very pale.
But some people get very defensive because they realize what they've just partaken in, and whether it's natural or just a, you know, I don't want to say a, like, you know, Pavlov's dogs, where it's a conditioned response.
Right. They're in denial. You know, they're in a state of violent denial.
True. And like in my own situation, not only allowing things like this to continue and not be exposed for what they are, because these guys hate the disinfectant light of, you know, sunshine and
right.
Exposing them for who and what they are. But there's people like myself out here who need help getting out the stories. I mean, think about it. If you had a hand on Anne Frank back in World War II, would you not do everything in your powers to make sure that she survived to tell her story personally about what's going on from underneath this fascist regime?
And I'm sure there's lots of stories like yours that need to come out. People listening right now or listening in the archives, they're under the danger of a psychiatric diagnosis and literally the forced use of Homeland Security and these other Patriot Acts to actually destroy people's liberties.
Well, let me throw out two last things real quick.
Sure.
They had me jacked on a bunch of different antidepressants. They were basically force-feeding this stuff to me, like, you know, jacking it way up, then taking me off, putting me on a bunch of other ones. And, you know, they were really playing games trying to in, for want of a better way, saying do me in. But there's things going on, and I want you to consider this. In India, and this goes to outsourcing and more, they're outsourcing call centers to India. They're telling these people to have an alternative personality because people are hanging up on them, they're being rude, whatever. So when they go in a very high-stress environment that they set up as high-stress intentionally, they tell them to have a dual personality. Most of these people don't survive for maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months in that environment. Then they're out on the street. They're creating mental issues and problems in these foreign countries like India that are unfathomable, and that people in those countries need to see and address from within their own countries by people in our own country here exposing them for what they are.
Right. That's amazing. That's amazing. We're going to have to do a separate show specifically on this, Eric. And it's remarkable that you'd say this because I've always said that the whistleblowers are the tip of the spear, and we are the ones getting the brunt of all of this. And the psychiatric attacks, the attacks on professionalism, career, if you start blowing the whistle against these matrix like HCA, and in fact, it turns out that in my particular situation, I was blowing the whistle on a spine surgeon that paralyzed one patient with screws to her spinal nerve roots. And, well, so I paralyzed one guy and then put screws to another patient's spinal nerve roots. And that's why they started the procedure of trying to come after me. And I was acting as an independent medical examiner. That's an example of exactly how they can turn a situation where you're trying to set things right for the public good and you become the victim of their procedures.
Okay, so let me say something.
Go ahead, John.
I'm seeking whistleblowers right now. You know, I'm asking for people involved in the electroshock industry, you know, to come forward and help us with our cause. I'm saying this again right now because we got the Radio Free Austin folks listening now and people
right
here in Austin, Texas, and where we're challenging Shoal Creek Hospital and asking for anybody who works there to call us
right
at 800-572-2905. But my question, Eric, is but you and Bill are talking about things that are realistically can be kind of frightening, and certainly considerations about what can happen when you come out, and certainly people who are either psychiatric survivors and or whistleblowers working in the psychiatric industry are afraid because they know how psychiatry can be used against people and is. So my question is, what have been the keys for you in terms of getting out of the situation you were in and in terms of sort of maintaining your autonomy and independence and being a powerful voice in this area? What are some of the keys that have helped you to stay as strong and remain as free as you are?
Well, I'm not very free. They have me trapped in I don't know how many different courts. They're still coming after me with the IRS and more. They're trying to make sure that I can't work anywhere. They've declared me a federal administrative law judge without due process, without a doctor, has declared me to be, quote-unquote, medically and mentally incompetent.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's and a lot of this goes into it goes into risk management. And it literally is. They're using this not only for risk management on private, they're actually public trusts that are set up, but somewhat privately held now. Like, we have enormous federal trusts that were set up for us by Congress. We're considered wards under admiralty to both the courts and to Congress. But these shipping companies have basically seized control of them, and most of them have been sold off to foreign interests now. American President Lines is now owned and controlled by Neptune Orient Lines, which is majority stake Singaporean government, and the Chinese are pressuring the Singaporean government to put their own Chinese federal officers on board their ships. So there's a lot of, you know, at stake here, and it does go towards civil defense, national security.
Of course it does, and that's why when we're having people like over in Freeport, Bahamas, of testing all the containers and allowing containers that could carry nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons on them into the American seaports, it's insane.
Right.
No federal agents or customs agents or any proper equipment for testing, and it's going to be run by these companies that are completely run by the People's Republican Army of Communist China.
Well,
and that's why I'm
as mentally clear and competent as any human being I've ever listened to.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. Listen, we're going to. I want you to.
Let me say one more thing. I guess we're going to break.
Yeah, I do want you to say it right after the break's over, and then we're going to take another caller. But we do need to have you back on for sure. I mean, perhaps even an hour or two because of our situation today. We'll be back in just a minute on the National Intel Report. Amazing, important topic.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LightWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. Insane! You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle filling in for John Stadmiller, and we are on a pledge drive, and your support is welcome at 800-724-2719 and extension 116. You can also send your checks and money orders into 1015 South Mays, M-E-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we need your monthly support to expand, to get more equipment, to get on more airways. We need this information out to the public because we are in a time of crisis, and the crisis is on multiple levels: molecular, social, political, geopolitical, corporate, financial, and the very heart of the nation is being destroyed. And we see it starting right in Texas with the Trans-Texas Corridor, I-35, the psychological testing bills, all of these battles. We need to deal with every single one. They can't be left. We can't stand by the side. And those who are not engaged, literally, are complicit with the criminal activity that's happening. So it's an important time for us to be in, and we need to stand up and be counted today. Eric, continue with your comments, and then we're going to take a call from Carl in California. Carl, if you're still there, and continue. And also, perhaps we may even have you over an hour or two. We do also have on the line Dr. Frank B. Fisher, who was gracious enough to call in and help us out because we needed to have guests for this hour. And he is a fantastic pain specialist doctor dealing with the other side of this crisis, the pain crisis in America created by the criminal government, which brings in the drugs and also then tries to sanction drug doctors using the same kinds of authoritarian state boards and the Department of Justice and the DEA, which are actually bringing the drugs in, as per Sally Castillo and my own personal experience taking care of pilots at Peterson Air Force Base and Buckley. So, Eric, your comments, please.
Well, real quick to wrap up what I've been saying, and I'd love to come back on the show or you know, at any point in the future or hold over into the second hour or call back or anything. But
absolutely,
the one thing is that people need to really, people like yourself and others who are a little bit better positioned because they are a little bit older, they have, you know, degrees, they've set up a system to where they can kind of protect themselves, make a living, need to start to band together. Like my own issues, I'm complaining about what's going on in the merchant marine, the maritime industry, the Navy and more, even issues of the Ferris Doctrine and other issues that are related.
Yeah, the Ferris Doctrine, of course, it allows them to experiment on American personnel without any recourse whatsoever.
Well, the Ferris Doctrine allows them to turn citizen soldiers into nothing but administrative citizens, to where they have no rights, all their rights are taken away and given back to them as privileges. They're trying to turn the rest of us into that very same type of administrative citizen, to where we have no rights, no recourse, no access to the courts and more.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that on issues like mine, although they seem like they're targeted, they're not. They go right over into all these other issues. I've stepped into the bankruptcy courts and what's going on there. People like myself and others need to be protected, assisted, like even getting on speaking tours and stuff like that and figuring out a way to, A, stay out of jail, because that's one thing they try to do is use the IRS and other programs to go after people. We've all known it. We've all seen it. We've seen one guy after another or one woman or family end up in jail because they use, again, administrative tactics of something like the IRS to come after people.
Absolutely.
So, lawyers, doctors, even on, there's a lot of honest and decent people out there in positions of power and trust, both in the corporate world and the governmental world, that need and the military, that need to start stepping forward and lending any and all assistance to shore up and put some kind of a floor beneath all these other people that are coming out and start to band together, literally.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so much more important that we get our word out. This is going to expand because my most important audience are the people that are the whistleblowers, the people that are prospective whistleblowers that are inside government, medicine, the Homeland Security, the Pentagon, all the special op projects. These people are what I call my prime audience because they need to hear this and need to get out of the compartmentalized matrix and understand what really is going on and how it is destroying their future, their rights, their children, their families, and their country.
Yes. Let the producers know and I'll call back offline. Thanks.
Absolutely. Take care, Eric. Carol in California, your question or comments for John Breeding, and then we're going to be taking Jeff in Texas and then on to Dr. Frank B. Fisher, who is a pain specialist and has gone through some remarkable things himself dealing with the issue of pain medicine in California. Go ahead, Carl. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. A couple of comments and a question. I know several people that have gone into court or brought into court on charges which were made up, and as soon as they bring up alternative type of defenses, pro ses and pro pers and maybe the banking system and all that stuff, they're immediately declared incompetent and put in the psychiatric reward and drugged into submission. That's the procedure.
Right.
If you have any disagreement with what the system is, you are now incompetent.
Right. That's exactly how, and we don't want the system to deteriorate to that, because at some point, and I can't tell you when that point will be, whether it's the allowance of the I-35 corridor or the complete destruction of the middle class or the bubble going for real estate, these psychiatric inquisitions, literally with Takamata of the 21st century, can cause a breakdown of our society if we don't deal with it on this level, which is dialogue.
And you know, now my question, if I can, where do you see, where does the legislation stand in each individual state to have the school, every school child psychologically analyzed, and the teachers, and then the regular public? Everybody is set up to be mentally screened.
I can see it coming, and I'm on the inside of the system. I can see it coming.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to Hour 1 of the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, filling in for John Stepmiller, our chief here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And that was a remarkable comment. Just amazing things going on. Carl in California, your comments and questions for John Breeding. And then we're going to be going over to the last half of Hour 1 with Dr. Frank B. Fisher, who's... Jeff, go ahead with your comments and questions. We're ready for you.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Deagle. I just wanted to make a comment about the pressure and the fear that people live under if they're coming up against the IRS. One of the biggest weapons they have against you is the ability to slap levies on your accounts and freeze your assets. There is a libertarian-based organization called ALFII, and it's Americans for Lawful Financial Independence. And they do have a system, it's a digital money order system where people can store money, print out money orders, and even get something similar to a ATM card. And this would allow people that are in, you know, certain straits, like Eric Schein may have been. That was Eric Schein speaking earlier, right?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Yeah, allow them to survive at least long enough for them to, you know, either file a civil complaint to remove a levy from their account, or at least allow them to move funds without having a tax ID number.
Exactly, and again, this is a presage to what we're dealing with here coming up in 2008. People have no idea how bad it is, and we have Pastor Butch Powell. We'll have him back on talking about this. The national identification will make it against the law for them to do any contract with you. Have you filled out any check? If you don't have the national ID, which has all your biometrics and all your data, and when you put all this information in a card, it's going to be one more step toward the total matrix, which includes a psychiatric matrix as well. And anything that you do, once it's entered into this record, is considered the final word on the subject. That's why it's so dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, everything's up to the Lord and His timing. We only have so much time left. But until that time comes, we've got to keep fighting. But I absolutely agree. It's amazing where we're going and how clueless people are. But thank you very much for letting me speak.
Wonderful, Jeff. And thank you, Dr. John Breeding. Your websites, again, are wildestcolts.com and endofshock.com. And we're going to have you back on the program, John. You've obviously stirred up quite a bit of information and controversy here. Very important topics, and really appreciate you are a patriot and a good American, and we are trying to refound America on its principles by which it was based, not on moving toward making doctors into doc cops, forcing psychiatric diagnoses that are false on people as a retribution.
Thank you so much for having me on. Can I just say two things real quick for us?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. One is just to thank and commend Eric Schein and really appreciate you, Eric. And secondly, the previous caller had a specific question that I think deserves at least a short answer about where things stand with the mental health screening dynamics. And basically, the short answer is that it's driven from the presidential level. They're funding it state to state with pilot programs. Each state is different. You can look at the websites like about Teen Screen, or about the Educational Action Group, find out what's going on in specific states. But what you look for is pilot programs that fund different school districts to implement these things, and that we're fighting it state by state. You can also contact me through my website, but it's really a state by state action at this time.
And it's
thanks
a very important
for having me on, and y'all carry on. You're doing a good job.
This is a very important topic, John, and I consider you one of the most important patriots in American history. Thank you very much for coming on. We'll have you back on regularly.
Okay.
Check it out, and also you'll find the books by Dr. John Breeding on NutriMedical.com. They should be on there by tomorrow. Well, we want to welcome to our program, who's been a regular, Dr. Frank B. Fisher, pain doctor and expert on the medical-legal hegemony that's been going on with the so-called drug war. Welcome to the program, Dr. Frank Fisher.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Fisher, you have a very erudite tongue, and I want you to give us the latest in the ongoing battles that are occurring in pain medicine, because it ties into our topic we've had for the last 2.5 hours with Dr. John Breeding, talking about forced psychological testing, electroshock, etc., and the issue of using literally retribution against people, and the closing of the tightening of the, if you want to call it, the control matrix over health professionals, such as doctors that treat people that are terminal with cancer and pain. Can you tell us the latest news of what's happening?
Well, the vast majority of the people who have this disease we call chronic pain aren't terminal in the sense that they're going to die within the next few weeks or months from cancer. A lot of them are middle-aged people, and if they could get appropriate treatment with opioid analgesics, they'd get up off the couch and go back to work and have a normal life. But instead, they're condemned to a slow death, and essentially being tortured and abused by the medical profession, which won't provide them with this life-saving medication.
Now, this is a very big crisis. So tell us more about it.
Well, it's an enormous crisis, and it's a public health disaster because there's tens of millions of people who suffer from this disease, and once they get it, they just sort of drop out of sight. The doctors tell them, well, there's nothing I can really do for you. I'll send you to this specialist, and he'll stick some needles in you and inject some stuff, or I'll send you to the surgeon, and he'll cut your back up, and you'll be worse afterwards. the opioids are something that are naturally found in the human body, and treating chronic pain with opioids from the outside is like treating diabetes with insulin.
Exactly. In fact, the two are so analogous, it's a perfect analogy that you simply are correcting a condition that's present in the body.
There's a natural deficiency.
There's opioid receptors always through the neuraxis, the pain pathways. It makes total sense. But why, when the science back in the early 90s, at all the major pain clinics suggested that we should be using the fifth physical sign, the sign of pain, and then the state regulatory authorities even passed laws like in 1992 in the state of Colorado, the Right to Treatment Act, yet the state regulatory authorities don't even follow the Federation of State Medical Board's guidelines saying that they should treat pain appropriately and not become a burdensome barrier to people getting access to pain. When Mike Panagrossi, for example, of the Purdue Pharma Company that makes OxyContin, has stated from their independent analysis by experts that there's now down from 40,000 doctors in America that would treat chronic pain with high-dose opioids in the year 2000, is now down to less than 5,000 in the year 2006. Why is that?
Well, you lost me.
Well, why is it that the situation has deteriorated despite the good science? The science supports the use of exactly what you say, Dr. Fisher. Why is it that they get away with this? Why are the state boards of examiners and the Department of Justice and the DEA thinking it's perfectly acceptable to go against even the science of major pain specialists and to consider that the prescribing of pain medications is somehow, after the fact, a de facto criminal activity on the part of doctors just simply treating people that are terminal or have serious pain syndromes that interfere with their activities of daily living?
Oh, what? The biggest reason that's going on is the academic pain establishment. The doctors in the university teaching hospitals are going along with the joke. They've abdicated the science. A lot of them are doing that because they're beholden to the drug companies who are making an obscene amount of money selling things like anti-inflammatory medications.
Right.
And those are patentable. See, most of the opioids have been around for too long now, and they're not patentable, so there isn't an obscene amount of money to be made producing and selling them.
Right. And, of course, this situation, though, goes much further beyond that. We've had on our program Celia Castillo on the Nutramedical Report. He's been on many other networks as well, dealing with the fact that we have a criminal drug establishment that deals with not only the illegal importation of drugs, but also the prosecution without any proper evidence that there's a doctor that's actually selling drugs for sex or trying to having a pill mill. They simply want prosecution so the Department of Justice and the DEA actually make cases up out of thin air to try to go after doctors. And so do the state boards of examiner, just because they're told, oh, you don't have enough scalps on the end of your pole, so let's go get some more scalps.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. See, the problem with the DEA is their job ought to be to protect us from these evil drugs coming in across our borders, but they don't seem to be too effective at that, but they're real good at scaring doctors out of prescribing them.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's easier to shoot at somebody literally in court with a white coat than to shoot at people that may have body armor on and AR-70 machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades that might shoot back at you.
Well, that's the simplistic explanation, but beyond that...
You're the area expert, so I'm sure you can give us much more expansion on that, Dr. Fisher.
Well, I think they're just not interested.
Right.
That's what the guy on the street might think they're for, but
right.
The best way I've heard them described is they're a bunch of thugs with a PR department, and the only thing they produce is prosecutions, and that's what they sell us, as if they were protecting us from evil.
Right. Yeah, in other words, it's, what they do is they have to have so many prosecutions per month.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if they get enough prosecutions, they don't really have to protect, they just have to generate a certain number of prosecutions.
Well, that's it, because that's what their PR department uses to sell to the American people in the Congress.
Right, and the American people are no safer. What I've heard is it's between a quarter trillion and $400 billion illegal drug market in America, while yet, well, there's 50 million Americans that suffer with pain every day that interferes with their activities of daily living. Literally only about a million of them have access to even narcotics of any kind, even if they're terminal. It's a very horrendous situation, and it's getting worse day by day, year by year, as this pain war and drug war goes on.
That's true.
Any comments of lights in the tunnel? Now, we heard that Dr. William Hurwitz's case, which is one of the most important cases in current modern American history, where the DEA actually pulled back their frequently asked questions guideline sheets before the trial. Can you tell us about the latest in terms of how that was turned over and he's going to get a new trial now?
Well, the Fourth Circuit overturned the conviction because they had to admit that it was essentially a judicial lynching.
Right.
I mean, Judge Wexler just went crazy. He refused to give a good faith defense, and that's the only defense a doctor has, because the other two elements of the crime, distributing a controlled substance, are a given.
Right.
And once the doctor starts to understand that, he would become reluctant to prescribe, I think, as I
am. Right. Yeah, in other words, right now, if you could prescribe, you probably wouldn't, because you know in the current...
Oh, I can't prescribe.
Right. But the Nazi state right now, the Nazi state of America is such that what doctor in his right mind would prescribe for people even that are terminal of cancer now, considering this current environment, and those who think they're safe are only so many steps, days, weeks, and months away. And, of course, once you have been caught in the jaws or the teeth of this machine, your colleagues will quickly look at you and say, look, it won't happen to me. And that's one of the problems, is that people don't think it's going to happen to them until they are literally caught in the gears of this big blue machine that's chewing them up.
Yeah, the denial is amazing, and it's the same problem with this public health disaster, with all these people dying and committing suicide from chronic pain. And I would like to point out that chronic pain is a lethal illness.
Oh, yeah, a lot of the suicides in America are by people killing themselves because they can't get adequate pain control.
What I wanted to point out about the disease being lethal is that escalates all the cardiac risk factors and people die of what appears to be cardiac disease, but the underlying source of it is chronic pain.
That's a very interesting comment. Can you tell us about those risk factors? Because when someone's stressed, their cortisol goes up, their central body weight goes up, they get diabetic, they often have organ failure, their stem cells shut down so they don't repair their body's tissues. They can increase the chances of dementia, atrophy literally of the basal parts of the brain. This is known from MRI and PET scan studies. Tell us more about the things that happen in terms of those marker changes.
Well, you pretty well covered it. The only thing I can add is that when you get chronic pain, you become sedentary, and without exercise, all those risk factors that you described kick into high gear.
Right. So, in other words, if you're not walking because you're hurt, you're going to die of a heart attack or a stroke.
It's that simple, particularly when you add the incredible stress of having this disease.
Right. And, of course, the incredible stress causes you to incredibly develop diabetes, depression, malnutrition, because you're probably not working, so you can't afford good food. You don't take care of yourself. You become depressed. You get disassociated from your worker colleagues and your family. You get to become a burden to everyone else around you. And so all these things just add on and add on and add on until finally you become a physical and a medical disaster. And they won't put the label that you died of chronic pain, but chronic pain is by itself, without any other condition, a lethal condition.
Exactly. And then I've been realizing through my analysis of cases in which doctors were accused of killing their patients, that it looks like in a lot of cases methadone is the last straw, and either it or one of its metabolites is cardiotoxic, because I've seen a whole bunch of cases where people were dosed appropriately but died within 2 days of starting methadone.
Very interesting. In fact, I'm doing a little research and I hope to have that to you soon. It looks like there's a 4-monoacetylmorphine and 6-monoacetylmorphine metabolites. And you can actually look at polymorphisms of their detox pathways, and it's my suspicion that if we analyze these closely, we would find they have a polymorphism or SNP, called a SNP or single nucleotide DNA polymorphism. So that it means that their body doesn't detox it properly. And we know that methadone was developed during Nazi Germany by their scientists and doctors because they couldn't get access to poppy seeds, so they made an analog, which in many ways is a very toxic molecule. It induces seizures in some individuals. And I believe that certain individuals with certain gene or nutritional defects or deficiencies are at very high risk for developing metabolites that are cardiotoxic.
that seems to be the case. One of the things that puzzles me about this is the outcomes data looks pretty good if you look long term. The deaths are all occurring in the first couple of weeks. So what that suggests is either we're knocking off the people who are susceptible early on and everybody says, well, they must have overdosed, or the metabolism changes somehow during the first couple of weeks so that the drug is no longer so lethal.
Right, so it could be that there's an induction of enzyme pathways so the body can adapt, but if that adaptation doesn't happen quick enough and the dosage is high enough, toxic metabolites develop that can cause a cardiac arrhythmia and death.
Yeah. Now, I also have a suspicion that the metabolites of morphine cause an ongoing risk for sudden cardiac death.
The metabolites of regular morphine?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I've seen, anecdotally, several deaths like that now where people drop dead when they were taking morphine. And the thing I've noticed from my own clinical practice is hardly anyone will use morphine if they can get other drugs.
Right.
And
yeah, well, morphine can be very nasty if you're taking higher doses. That's why the newer drugs, like OxyContin, fentanyl, et cetera, are so much better. And it's remarkable that they want to push people back to morphine. I hear the bumper music. We're going to be right back, Dr. Frank, in just a moment to complete those important thoughts. We'll be back in a moment on the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, filling in for John Stattmiller of Republic Broadcasting. We'll be back in one moment.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top 4 currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back to Hour 1 of the National Intel Report, and our special guest today is Dr. Frank B. Fisher. Dr. Fisher, can you tell us a little bit more about the whole issue of how pain medications aren't toxic and they're safe, and how it's just like insulin. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that's true for the most part, but what we were discussing just before the break is the ways in which we're starting to suspect that a couple of them are cardiotoxic.
Yeah, like the one
and
like methadone.
The first thing that I told you before I got to go on was that hardly anyone will take morphine if they can get another opioid. But what I learned from my clinical experience is that with methadone, nobody will take that stuff if they can get any other opioid.
But in fact, if they take methadone, they take too much. I've seen people seizure, get very, very sick and nauseated, develop all kinds of neuropathic and other symptoms if they're taking high doses. They can't take more than, they can't take enough to actually make their pain go away if they have a serious pain condition.
I'm making a different point here about the body's wisdom.
Right.
Apparently, people can tell that this stuff is no good at a very visceral level.
Ah.
And if you offer them an alternative, they just will not take these drugs that have these dirty metabolites.
Right. And OxyContin doesn't have that, does it?
No, OxyContin's real clean. It's actually oxycodone. It doesn't have any active metabolites.
Right.
And I think hydromorphone's probably pretty similar in fentanyl. And it seems to be more the synthetics that are the best pain drugs. But what we find is the synthetics are a little more focused on specific receptors, so very often one has to use more than one opioid in order to get effective pain control.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's frequently looked on in the courts as evidence of a crime.
Ah, okay. So if someone is having a rapid breakthrough medication like fentanyl sticks, at the same time they're taking OxyContin as their background pain medication, it's thought of as being a criminal activity then.
Yeah, the government is likely to bring in a so-called expert to say that, well, the doctor should have prescribed short-acting oxycodone to go with that OxyContin instead of prescribing fentanyl, which is a different opioid. Or he might even say that the doctor committed malpractice by not titrating up the dose of OxyContin high enough so that the patient wouldn't need any breakthrough medication. But then if the doctor had done that, he would say, well, that was obviously criminal because the dose was too high.
Right, well, that's ridiculous. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But they have enough experts that they're able to condemn almost anybody then.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And these guys are not necessarily experts because a lot of them are from anesthesiology and they're needle docs and they're making enormous amounts of money sticking needles into people.
The average needle doc that does pain medicine is earning between $7 and $20 million per year. That's what my experience is in Colorado. $7 to $20 million.
That's obscene.
Yeah. It is. It's ridiculous. But the average doctor is just doing med management and making sure people get to their psychiatrist and all their other health professionals. Barely may even be able to keep his practice open because they take 3 to 4 times the time to take care of somebody dying of cancer or heart failure or any other medical condition. It takes 4 times as much because you have to do drug testing and everything else. And it's not reflected in the codes. It's not reflected in the time and the danger. So many doctors, when they see a patient come in that says they want pain medication for their pain, they say, the doctors get enraged. I heard one of my friends, who's a criminal attorney in New York and in Colorado, he said his wife, who was a pain patient, said her friend said she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, how dare you ask me for that? I thought we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of comments. Fantastic. I really appreciate you coming in, Dr. Frank Fisher. We're going to have you back for a pain special talking about all these important issues because they are tied together. We are connecting the dots here on the National Intel Report and the NutraMedical Report shows. Thank you, Dr. Fisher. You've been a fantastic guest to come in so quickly, and we'll have you back regularly. Thank you, Dr. Frank.
Okay.
Now we're going to have Eric Schein on from In the Zone on the weekend. For hour number two, your questions and comments, too, on this important topic that we're evolving through today, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.